Don't give up. Don't give up. Believe in yourself.
Hi, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Disability Sunflower Stories. This episode, we are joined with Saima. So welcome, Saima. Please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everyone. I'm Saima. I'm a teacher and a counselor, and I work with mental health in the mental health field, and I'm an ambassador for Kin Disability, and I'm glad to be here.
Amazing. So how did you kind of end up at Kin, and what brought you in?
Well, I was referred to Kin by a friend, and I looked at the opportunity of becoming a cultural ambassador, and that appealed to me. And so I decided to be part of it, and I'm really grateful to Kin for having me.
Yeah, amazing. And how did you end up in Australia?
Well, my father was a physics and maths teacher. He got jobs all over the world. So we were in Brunei for about 4 years before coming to Australia. And at that time, the Brunei government did allow people with foreign passports to come to university, to attend university in Brunei. So I had a choice. I could go back to Pakistan or could come here. Dad got permanent residence for Australia, so we decided to move here for the education and better future of the kids and the family, for the girls mm-hmm. and for me.
Amazing. And so what's been some of your challenges since you've been here?
There have been numerous challenges and hundreds of challenges, basically, because when you come from a different culture, and you come from an Eastern culture into a Western culture, there's that challenge. You know, there's the migration, there's the diaspora, there's the fitting in. Then I also had mental health challenges. So it was a long and hard road, but yeah, it was a very interesting experience in yeah. terms of newness and culture and mental health.
Yeah. And how was your life prior to coming to Australia?
My childhood was very simple, very basic, very happy. I didn't have any contentions in my life. My mom and dad were happily married. I had a good childhood. My sisters and me, we were happy as young people. The challenge started after I graduated in my first degree from Murdoch University.
And so what kind of changed coming to Australia did you find?
A lot of things changed. The way, you know, you fit into a place, the way you belong to a place, you always carry the memories and the feelings and the culture with you. So whenever you come to a different place, everything does change, you know, only even you as a person changes.
Yeah. And so what kind of things did you have to do differently coming to Australia?
So coming to Australia, I had to modify perhaps the way I approached people, you know, the way I understood myself. Because for me, there was a whole chasm. Because for me, there was this whole period where I was dysfunctional. And I slowly got out of that through the help of others, through my own struggle. You know, there were things there at that time which made it very difficult for me to be who I was or even know who I was because of the mental health challenges that I had.
And so you speak about these kind of mental health challenges. Do you think that people are increasingly aware about mental health challenges, or how do you find they kind of react?
I think the time's changing. You know, there's a lot of understanding about mental health challenges, but I still think that some communities have a long way to go. Right. So it's one thing to understand and accept that these conditions exist. It's another thing to understand and accept that it might be someone you know or someone you care about that has that. So there's a difference in levels, mm-hmm. you know. And so sometimes some people always see it as a distant thing, right, unless it affects them.
Yeah.
Or it affects someone that they know, right. But I think that we need to start creating a space for people with disability and mental health challenges in our communities, because it's not out there somewhere.
Yep.
It's within us. You know, 1 in 5 people have some kind of anxiety or depression. You know, even the Mental Health Week for this year, the theme is anxiety,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I think that even though we've come a long way from when I started in Australia,
mm-hmm.
I still think there's miles to go. mm-hmm. you know. And there is a slight discrepancy between Western perceptions and other cultures.
Yeah.
And I find other cultures find it hard to accept things like anxiety and depression because they're not open to it.
Mm-hmm.
That these are conditions that are medically diagnosed, that they happen to people in the world, in the community, and how do we address them? Sometimes people are not equipped to actually even know what it is that is affecting them. A lot of the times some people say, oh, you know, it's just a lack of faith. It's not really a lack of faith. It's a medical condition.
Yeah.
You know, so, and there's a difference also again with degrees, as I was saying, someone having the blues and someone really being, you know, despondent and depressed.
Yeah.
There's a big difference in that. And then again, there are levels that we need to work with and gain that. It's not only about gaining that knowledge, it's also spreading that knowledge and
yeah.
make it available to everyone and make them know, look, there's help out there. You're not the only one. There's nothing wrong with you, intrinsically wrong with you, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can access the help that you can get better.
Yeah, and there are supports and
yes.
resources available.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. So speaking about your kind of mental health challenges, how do you overcome some of those challenges?
Look, I always think, I wish I had known what I know today earlier, then I would have to tell my younger self, you're okay. You can do it. You can succeed. You can come out on the other side. You know, it's not about who's the best or who got the best job or who's got the best lifestyle or who's got the most money, who's got the most. These are the things that we pride in. But the real pride comes in who you are, you know. And every time God gives you a challenge, there is something better. That is, you get something better for it.
Yeah, for sure. So tell us about some wins that you have achieved.
So, okay. So the thing is, I've battled mental health challenges for a long time. I have been able to get better and get healing from my own self and from my family and my friends and everyone. I have studied a fair bit. I wouldn't say a lot because there's no end to learning. And I believe that everyone is a lifelong learner. We all have our own journeys. We all go on our own journeys. But I have a master's in education. I also have a diploma in counseling from Murdoch University, plus some other certifications and degrees. So yeah, so it's been a long and hard road, but it's taught me a lot.
Yeah, and you've had some incredible achievements despite some of the challenges you face, so you should be so proud.
Thank you.
How would you say, you know, being an ambassador with KIN, how has that changed the way you view life?
So being an ambassador with KIN has been very refreshing because it's great to tell your story without having to tell all of it, you know, because there are things that we all don't want to talk about. But whatever it is that you can communicate, whatever it is that you can impart that benefits someone else, I think that is a really good thing. And then also there is this image of people with mental health challenges or people with identity crises as being demented, you know, or different or abnormal or, you know, not in the category kind of thing. And I think KIN works to dispel that myth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a myth. You know, whether you like it or not. But, you know, and I think KIN's doing a fairly good job helping people with all kinds of disabilities to be able to access A, their true selves, and B, the supports that they need.
Do you have any final words for any listeners who maybe have a disability or they may resonate with your story? What would you like people to take away from your story today?
Just don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Believe in yourself, believe in yourself, believe in yourself. And there is hope for you. There are supports out there that you can get. And the medical model is not exactly the only model. So we need to address healing as a holistic perspective, you know. So we need to take into consideration all the factors that affect a human being. You know, so I would just say to people, don't give up.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Saima, for coming in today and sharing your beautiful story and sharing your amazing tips and things to overcome mental health challenges. And yeah, thank you so much for listening.
This has been a JM Podcasting Services production. Link in the show notes.